For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us now from the Action Network is Evan Abrams. You can follow him on Twitter and X at Evan H. Abrams, at Evan H. Abrams on X, and as well read his great work at theactionnetwork.com. And Evan's with us here on the BetQL guest hotline. Evan, it's Chris Russell here in D.C. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
What's going on, guys? I mean, listen, I couldn't pick a better time of year with everything going on across all the sports. And NFL, this is my favorite time of year. This is like the sandwich weeks right in the middle where you try to figure out some teams. It's just a lot of fun. I love it.
No doubt about it. Well, let's, before we get to the Commanders and the Giants, because I don't know if we're necessarily trying to figure out what's going on between those two teams, they seem to be heading in opposite directions. One thing that struck me, and I know you wrote about it earlier this week, and that was people were surprised that the Jets were the home favorite last night over the Texans. You should never trust the Jets, as you well know, but yet they surprised everybody, and they not only, you know, they won, they covered, whatever, and people are still trying to figure out, wait a second, that was a dummy line. That was a weird line. What happened exactly there?
Yeah, so let's go through a few layers here to try to break down this story. So they did close as 2.5-point favorites. They were even like 1.5 and 2 earlier.
Right.
So it even got bet up getting closer to kick. But the first half looked like everyone was right and the bookmakers were wrong, right? I mean, the Jets had 0 points. They were the first team since December 2020 to score 0 points at the half as a home favorite and still cover the game. So, I mean, this type of stuff just doesn't happen often, and you mentioned it and alluded to it, so let's give you the stat here. So, in a team's ninth game or later, this was just the seventh time since 1990, a team with a win percentage 50-plus points higher was listed as a favorite.
Right.
Now, those teams, 7-0 straight up, 5-0-2 against the spread. So, the market, in the end, tended to be right here, but I think the line was all, like, I think the question for everyone would be, with Stephon Diggs, with Nico Collins, is this a different line? Is this a different situation? I really don't want to put even a 0.5 points on a single wide receiver usually in terms of value in the NFL. But what I like to put value on is compound injuries. When two players are out, when three players are out, it just starts to like go on top of each other and actually does create value. Now, Stroud's throw, I believe it was to Mechie, early in the game, overthrew him, might have been a touchdown. They had the return back that was called back that could have been
back,
a touchdown.
Right.
There was a lot of, and obviously the Jets had the same thing with Corley dropping the touchdown. But I think going back and forth, I'm not sure the line was necessarily wrong as it was a tight game, but fascinating nonetheless. And just one more thing from the Jets' point of view, they've got the fifth easiest remaining strength of schedule, easiest among all AFC teams. Now, next week, they go cross-country to Arizona. But if they get through that, they have a home Sunday night game against Indy and then the bye. So this was not only lose the game and end up, you know, dead for the year, but there's some optimism here.
There is, because now, and Davante Adams bounced back from the concussion check early in the game, and I thought they were doomed when that happened. And then he scores a touchdown. Obviously, the unbelievable catch by Garrett Wilson. Maybe it gets him and Aaron Rodgers on a bet. And now Hassan Reddick has played a couple of games, so maybe that defense comes around. You mentioned the schedule, winnable games, Arizona, Indianapolis. We'll see what happens. But I was fascinated by, A, the number that you just threw out, and B, I honestly, if I didn't bet the game, but again, I did take the Jets straight up in our show picks, I would have bet the Jets 2.5 because I thought they were A, desperate, and B, because of what you said, the compounded injuries at one position and on a short week. And, you know, Houston to New York or Northern Jersey, as you know, is not a short, is not an easy trip, and that's on a short week. So it looks like everything kind of played out that way in that particular game. I wanted to ask you about the Commanders, obviously, because that's most most of my audience. They are, depending on where you get it, 3.5, 4-point favorites. Let's just call it 4-point favorites. Here, do you like that number? Because it's a road game, obviously off of a miraculous win. So maybe some of the wind gets knocked out of their sails, or maybe they're just, again, getting cranked up here. And I don't know what to make of the Giants because they're tough and feisty, but they played on a short week, and we all know some of the issues that they have.
Yeah, my feeling on this one, and you can look at the first game they played earlier in the year, right? Mm-hmm. At week two, they already did this. 21-18, 1.5-point favorites for Washington. Giants led at the half. Giants led in the fourth quarter. And then you look at Daniel Jones, okay? 5-2-1 straight up, 6-2 against the number against Washington. He's 20-41 straight up, 29-32 against the rest of the NFL. It just happens to be a better spot for him, and I think it's part of the defense that makes it a little bit easier. But bettors really don't care. Mm-hmm. According to Action Network data, 89% of the tickets, about 89% of the money, you could just say it, the entire wave is on Washington, because how could you not be? I mean, you just see the Hail Mary, you see what's going on, you see the third down and fourth down offense. From Washington's point of view, you just don't know how they're going to get off the field when they basically never punt. So I can understand why everyone's on that side. To me, I'll look at just two angles here. So it's a small sample size, but I think if you're going to bet the Giants, I like the 4. I like the 4.5, as I think the line's going to just go up. So If you're going to bet the Giants, I would wait closer to kick. Okay. But I did do a little research here. Since 2000, last week's touchdown from Jaden was the 6th with no time left and a team trailing by 6 or less since 2000 again. Last was Derek Carr in 2017. But the thing that's interesting, those other teams went 1-4 straight up in their next game on the last second win. Three of the 4 lost by 7-plus. And I know a lot of people out there have seen this stat. In terms of last second touchdowns, in terms of length, the only one longer was Tim Couch, 99. Tim Couch lost 41-9 the next week. I'm not saying that's going to happen here because it's not. And I think it's, you know, many different types of noise in these circumstances. But I do think a minor letdown, whether it's first half or at least keeping the Giants in the game throughout the process, is worth discussing. And I think the other on-field level would be the Giants' rush. They got 35 sacks already this year. Most through any team in the NFL through 8 games since the Jaguars in 2017. It's just, over and over again, they're getting to the quarterback. My only fear, Giants have 1 interception, tied for the fewest in the league. 6 of 8 QBs they've faced, 70-plus completion percentage. 7 of those 8 had a positive completion percentage over expected. The only one that didn't was Deshaun Watson. So is Jaden going to have a fun time throwing? Possibly, but he's also got to have time to throw. So I think the number's right.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It helps them, Evan, that Kayvon Thibodeau, who has tortured the Commanders over his 2+ seasons, is on IR. So that, for whatever little that's worth, it doesn't mean that they don't have options. Ojulari and obviously, Brian Burns and what have you. But it does help them, to your point. All right. Before we run out of time, I wanted to ask you this. You had some great numbers about the Philadelphia Eagles, right? In terms of everybody knows how they've struggled to score in the first quarter. I'm thinking, okay, even though the numbers would strongly suggest if you're doing a prop bet or whatever, that the Eagles don't score, right? But I'm thinking against Jacksonville at home with the Eagles offense rolling and with Jacksonville being Jacksonville, that this is the perfect opportunity to go against the information. Is that fair? Is that a good thought process? Or do you rely on the information and that's where you stay?
I think the information's a little noisy if you haven't played it already. I say this about a bunch of trends. Like, there's another great one in college football with Josh Heupel first halves. He was absolutely unreal entering this year. Last 3 weeks, they haven't scored a point in the first half. So I just think if you haven't been tailing something, use it as information going forward. I will say this. So it's not only this year, 9 straight games they haven't scored a point in the first quarter going back to last year. Julio Jones was their last touchdown in the first quarter. So it has been a minute. Now from Jacksonville's point of view, they're actually 14-8 first quarter ATS on the road last 3 years. 3-1 this year. So I think if you're going to play this, maybe just take an Eagles first quarter team total, which is out there at a few books. Assume maybe they get on the board, but they could let up a touchdown, and you'd still lose that first quarter spread. Here's the one that knocks me before I get out of here. 0-7 first quarter ATS for the Eagles. In all other quarters, they're 15-6. To me, that's got to even out.
All of this great information that Evan's been giving us is available at theactionnetwork.com, actionnetwork.com, and make sure you follow him, Evan Abrams, at, where did I just had it here on my screen here, of course, sorry about that, at Evan H. Abrams, from Action Network. Great stuff, man. I appreciate you making some time for us. Let's do this again, because I was fascinated by the amount of data, and I'm not always a data guy, I'm not always an analytics guy, but I do like it, and I do read it, and I do absorb it, and it's always interesting to see how the numbers and whether they actually match up, and I was just intrigued by those three storylines, so I really appreciate you making some time for us.
Yeah, happy to be here, and again, just take as much information in as you possibly can. It's the reason I deliver it the way I deliver it. You know, a lot of data points and how you make picks out there and what ends up in the last process, especially in a football game that's 60 minutes long, but I love the stuff and I love the time, and thanks again, guys.
No doubt, no doubt. Great information, again, available at the Action Network, actionnetwork.com. That's Evan Abrams. Thank him for joining us right here on the Team 980. Again, actionnetwork.com is where you want to go to get a lot of his information, and it is bountiful. And it's really, you know, from a gambling perspective, certainly, obviously, you want to keep that in mind. If you're a smell test contrarian guy like Kevin Sheehan, you might want to go, again, opposite of where the data takes you. Who knows? Wherever you want to go.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.